station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
And a pleasant good morning, everybody. Tom Nelson sitting in for John Herrick, who's taking the weekend off, heading back home for a wedding. And as we get here, first couple pitches in the books as the Enid Majors take on the Newton Knights in a single game here this morning into the afternoon. The pitcher for the Majors is Garrett DeHaas, the Cimarron Trailblazer, the former Cimarron Trailblazer. He is on the mound facing Warren Deet, stepping in from the right side. And the 2-1 pitch is bounced to the second baseman, played by Seth Graves to first in time. And just like that, 4-3 on the putout, one down in the inning to Sport Tegadoff. I'm joined by Brady Kokajohn. And Brady, you've had a chance to see this Majors team all season long. You've seen them a lot more than I have. It's a team that was struggling but might have got well yesterday.
Yeah, they had a great day yesterday, Tom, and great pitching performances, both tough battle game, 4-0 win and a 3-2 late win. And I don't know what we got going on here.
My gosh, the catcher, Logan Rutledge, is being, for a moment, being pushed away from Sport Tegadoff, and now there will be a meeting on the mound.
Wow,
that's no idea.
I don't know if there was a little argument or...
Now, Chris Jensen will basically take his entire infield to the pitcher's mound and have a discussion with them, and now the coach for the Knights, Evan Gilbert, will come down the third base line from the third base coaching box and talk to Sport Tegadoff. So these two teams played each other last night, 12 hours ago. In a very good ball game, the Majors won in the bottom of the seventh inning on a throwing error by the catcher that scored the winning run, so there may be a little hostile feelings between these two teams.
Yeah, and Camden Kauf got a Leedy, Oklahoma. He was an All-State outfielder, I understand, this year out of Leedy, and he gets the start in left field today for his first defensive start of the year.
Well, Garrett DeHaas will trigger the first pitch to Sport Tegadoff. It misses ball one of the count. 1-0. It's Deets, Tegadoff, and Mapes here in the top of the first inning for the Newton Knights from Newton, Kansas. There's a shot to the opposite field, and coming up to, the ball goes off the heel of his glove as the right fielder Marcus Hampton can't play, and it'll be an error on the right fielder and a base runner. Sport Tegadoff will be at first base at E9.
And the Enid Majors had a little struggle, Tom, in right field this year, as they've had probably four or five different right fielders so far this season.
Trying to find somebody who can get it done in right field. Here's Hunter Mapes, the center fielder, and the first pitch to him is low, ball one. Mapes bats from the right side. The Newton Knights are 7-10 on the season. They were 1-1 in the little three-way with the OKC Broncos and the Majors. They beat the Broncos yesterday afternoon 4-3, and then lost the majors, the nightcap 3-2 in a ball game that ended right about 11 o'clock. So about 12 hours later, here we are back at the ballpark. The 1-0 pitch misses, the count now 2-0. Runner on first. One out here in the top of the first inning, just underway. The runner from first will go. The ball gets away from the catcher, Rutledge, and chugging into second base is Sport Tegadoff. He'll be in scoring position. So the count now 2-1. That pitch was called a strike. And now Chris Jensen comes out to talk to the home plate umpire.
I think he's trying to say it was a foul ball by Hunter Mapes. Hunter Mapes was just trying to protect the runner, but that pitch was nowhere close to strike zone.
Now they'll let Tegadoff go down to second base. He'll be in scoring position. He'll take a leadoff out there. Look back to the runner at second by Garrett Dehas, and the pitch will be high, and the count will go to 3-1. Garrett Dehas, a record of 0-1. He has a save in 16 1/3 innings. He's given up 8 hits, struck out 19, walked 9. This is his second start. He has an earned run average of 2.57. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. We go full 3-2. Tom Nelson sitting in for John Herrick, who has taken an extended weekend, went back home. He's got a wedding of some friends of his. He needs some time off, too. They keep him busy in the summertime at Chisholm Trail Broadcasting. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Hunter Mapes will strike out swinging for the second out of the inning.
2 outs brings up the catcher. Number 34.
That'll break up Jake Lindenmeyer, the catcher. Stepping in from the right side. Runner at second, 2 outs. Here's the rock and the fire by Dehas. Bounces in there. The count is 1-0. These Newton Knights are all members of the Newton Railers high school baseball program that plays in the spring. They're a Class 5A high school in Kansas, which is equivalent to one of the larger 4A schools in Oklahoma. Newton, Kansas, about 25, 30 miles straight north of Wichita on I-135. 1-0 pitch. Garrett Dehas. Just misses inside. The count goes to 2-0. I had a chance to spend a lot of time in Newton in my youth. My grandparents from Halstead, Kansas, 10 miles east of Newton. So Newton was the big town to go to. 2-0 delivery. Stays high. And count goes to 3-0. And Garrett Dehas having a tough time finding the strike zone here early on. I know that Coach Chris Jensen has Garrett Dehas on a pitch count tonight. As you said, they're going with all hands on deck.
Yeah, they're trying to do about 30 to 40 pitches for Garrett Dehas. Then he said, I think, Lakin Young, number 29, the shortstop. So Garrett Dehas is usually in a setup closer role, Tom. And like you said, he got his first start a couple weeks ago and had 4 walks and kind of struggled, but had a couple errors behind him as well.
3-0 delivery. Inner half for a strike, 3-1, taking all the way. The Knights and the Majors have played twice. Back on June 7th, the Majors won in 5 innings, 10-2. They got 10 runs in the first couple of innings and held on for the run rule. Then last night, the 3-2 win, which was a dandy ball game. There's a bouncer back up the middle, played by the shortstop Young. Throws to first in time, and that will retire the side. Nice play for Lakin Young as he ranges to his left behind second base. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning, no score. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
1390 KCRZ.
Caden Davis is the starting pitcher for the Knights out of Newton, Kansas. The lineup he will face will be second baseman Seth Graves leading off. The left fielder Camden Kalk bats second. Matt Connerly, the DH, bats third. The cleanup hitter is E.J. Taylor at first base. Marcus Hampton in right field bats fifth. Matt Hopkins in center bats sixth. Zach Goodwin at third base bats seventh. And Logan Rutledge is the catcher batting eighth. And Lakin Young at shortstop bats the nine hole. So it's Graves, Kalk and Connerly, Taylor, Hampton and Hopkins, Goodwin, Rutledge and Young facing Caden Davis, who's a right-hander. And you just got some interesting intelligence from that little dust-up in the first inning.
Yeah. Looked like Sport Tegethoff and the catcher for the Indian Majors, Logan Rutledge, got into a little, almost a brawl until the umpire, Kyle Johnson, who's a Drummond graduate, had to break it up. And then Chris Jensen ran out there and they had a big old meeting. And luckily no punches or pushes were thrown, but little rivalry getting started here, Tom.
Well, no doubt about it. Make it interesting on a Thursday morning. As Caden Davis takes his final warm-up pitches, gives me a chance to tell you about Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Kuntz Roofing. And the Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Mike and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear, and you can get 10% off if you go in and tell Mike, hey, I want 10% off on Oakley's. He will hook you up. Seth Graves will step in. Seth against Newton last night was 0-for-4. Struck out once. Batting 379 on the season. Steps in from the left side. And Caden Davis will look in for the sign, and we are ready to go in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Stays high, ball one, 71 on the gun. It's Graves, Kalk, and Connerly. Camden Kalk, who joined the team yesterday, will get his first at-bats as a major. Here's the 1-0 delivery. And a bouncer to the first baseman. One hop to Gavin Powell. He'll step on first. And one out in the inning. Put out three unassisted if you're scoring with us at home. Here's Camden Kalk. He's playing left field. As you said, he pitched yesterday and did pretty well.
Yeah, he threw real well. He was about 84-6. Did pump it up to 88-87. So great arm by Camden Kalk. And he's going to be a big future here for the Indian Majors in the next couple weeks.
Steps in from the right side. The first pitch to him is popped up behind third base, played by the third baseman Matt Eldridge in foul territory to make the catch. Two down. That'll bring up Matt Connerly, the DH, who's batting .311 on the season. Matt, last night against Newton, was 2-for-3 with a run scored and a walk, so he was on base three times in that contest. The Majors 13-15. They'd lost 8 of 9 before yesterday, sweeping the Broncos and Newton, trying to get well before they go to Bartlesville this weekend. Shows bunt, lays it down, foul, the count 0-1. And I know that you were on the Majors teams, went to Bartlesville, finished second in the tournament over there, I believe, when you were on the team, right?
Yeah, we finished first the first year.
Okay, I didn't know if you were on that team that won it or not.
Yeah, you remember Stetson Buller out of Timberlake, and Cole Floyd was on the team, and Damian Nicewanger. And we had a good group of guys. We ended up winning it that year, but a fun tournament, Tom.
It was back
there
in 2012 when you won it. Then we're runner-up in 13, 14, and 15. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think you were old enough to be on the 2012 team. Pitch stays high, and the count is now 2-1.
Yeah, that was my sophomore year, or freshman year maybe. It was my first year so that I made the Indian Majors.
There you go. The former Drummond Bulldog. 1-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch is popped up, fouled back, and out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. I want to ask you, and maybe this is stuff that you've covered at some point this season with John, but I want to know about it. What's it like to play in this ballpark?
It's awesome. There's no feeling like it. Of course, I love playing about 7:30 at night rather than 11 in the morning, but
1-2 pitch is lined to the third baseman, gloved by Eldridge, and that will take care of the majors in the bottom of the first inning. Three up and three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. After one inning, no score at the ballpark. Newton and Enid, top of the second, is coming up on CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick and Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
1390 KCRC.
Tom Nelson and Brady Kokich, John, back at the ballpark. Our producer engineer back at the studio is Jance Davis. We've played one, no score, Newton, Kansas, and the Enid Majors. And just a single game here today, the 11 o'clock game. I got a feeling Newton came down last night for the three-way with the OKC Broncos and the Majors, and they wanted to get in one more game, play early, get them on the road, send them home.
Yeah, and especially in the morning, 11 o'clock. You're right, Tom, get them back early at a decent time.
Matt Eldridge will lead off for the Newton Knights. Steps in from the right side. And the first pitch from Garrett Diaz. Ooh, it hit him. And a base runner. So a leadoff base runner for the Knights.
Second baseman, number 33, Josh Hansen.
That'll bring up Josh Hansen, the second baseman. Hansen did not play the first game last night. In the second game against the Majors, he was 0-for-2 with the run scored. He steps in from the right side. Short lead by Eldridge over at first. He'll draw a throw, and he dives back in easily. I've got to imagine, and I would bet, of course, you did play 3 years with the Majors, so you got used to playing here, but the teams that come in here from Newton and such, from out of state, there's a bunt laid down, fielded by the third baseman Goodwin, throws to first in time. A nicely executed sacrifice bunt to move the runner into scoring position, and there'll be one out for Caden Davis, who's the starting pitcher. He put out was 5-3. And there's one down, but the teams, they love coming in here and playing. It's definitely a big-time feel with the games and the radio, with the PA and the music. They're not used to that in summer baseball.
Yeah, it's a really neat experience. When I was talking to the Fort Smith coach a week ago, and they've never been here, and he said he showed up to the ballpark, and he's like, are we at the right place? This is awesome, you know?
Your name on the big jumbotron
Those kids probably never have to experience something like this, and you know, these area kids kind of take this place for granted sometimes, including myself.
Yeah.
And so handy and so beautiful ballpark here at David Allen Memorial Ballpark.
1-0 pitch, piped right through there for a strike. The count will even it. One apiece. Caden Davis, he was 1-for-3 with an RBI last night against the Majors, and then 1-for-2 with an RBI and a walk against the OKC Broncos in the game that they won 4-3. There's a bouncer to the second baseman, a two-hopper to Seth Graves. He'll throw to first in time. Move the runner over to third, so you hit behind the runner, get him over to third base. He's 90 feet away with two down. And here is Gavin Powell, who played both games yesterday but did not bat.
Which is very weird, Tom.
For your first baseman.
Yeah.
To not be in your batting order.
I guess a defensive specialist by Gavin Powell.
So Eldridge is at third. Powell steps in from the left side, and the throw gets away from the catcher all the way to the screen, and there's a run as Matt Eldridge will score on the passed ball. And Newton grabs a 1-0 lead. And Powell is ahead in the count 1-0. D Dehas is 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 79 in the gun. The count evens at one apiece. There's the 1-1 delivery. Sprayed foul into the screen. The count goes to 1-2.
And still no hits. And we still got a run on the board.
Exactly right. We've had an error. A wild pitch, as we said. Nicely executed sacrifice bunt to move the runner into scoring position. Then the hitting behind the hitter over to the right side of the infield, moving to third. He scored on the pass ball, but a swing and a miss. And Gavin Powell will strike out to end the inning. But the Knights pick up a run. One run on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Newton, Kansas 1, Enid 0. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
At Messer Bowers Insurance, we are independent insurance agents and have been since 1926. We represent top-line national insurers like State Auto Insurance that offer the best in coverage at competitive premiums, but most of all, we represent you, our insured. So, you get the best of all worlds, the best coverage for your home, cars, and business, and an agent that advises you and represents you, not the insurance company. If you have ever experienced that feeling of being alone in the world when you have a claim, you should give us a try. An agent that protects you and won't sing the company song. 90 years strong, Messer Bowers Insurance.
1390 KCRC.
Caden Davis will take a one-run lead to the mound to start the bottom of the second inning, and he will face 4, 5, and 6 in the majors order. E.J. Taylor, Marcus Hampton, and Matt Hopkins. Newton picked up a run in the top of the second inning as Matt Eldridge was hit by the pitch, was bunted over to second base, moved over to third, and a ground ball to the second baseman by Caden Davis, and then scored in a pass ball. Here's E.J. Taylor, who's been the hottest hitter on the majors team this summer, a .413 batting average, a couple of homers, and 14 driven in. Saw him crunch a home run earlier this season when I was working over in the other booth over the left field fence. And the pitch moves out of the strike zone, the count 1-0. Defensive set behind Caden Davis, Colton Davis in left, Hunter Mapes in center, and Sport Tegadoff in right. Matt Eldridge at third, Warren Dietz at shortstop, Josh Hansen at second, Gavin Powell at first, and Jake Lindenmeyer behind the plate. And that pitch is in there for a strike. The count evens at one apiece.
Caden Davis, not a very powerful pitcher, topping out at 71 for a fastball, Tom.
You have to use his wile and his guts to get it done. 1-1 pitch bounces in there, now 2-1.
And yesterday, they really pitched around E.J. Taylor's two hit-by-pitches and a walk. So three times, they really tried to pitch around him, ended up hitting him twice.
2-1 delivery. Took something off of that one, finds the strike zone. The count evens at 2-2. Have you had a chance to pitch off of the artificial turf mound, either here or somewhere else?
Yeah, I had the chance. My last 2 years here for the Indian Majors, we had the artificial turf.
That's right.
And I didn't like it.
2-2 pitch, a breaking pitch, which is bounced slowly to the second baseman, played by Hansen, throws to first in time, and one down in the inning, which will bring up Marcus Hampton, the right fielder, batting .381 in the season coming into yesterday's games. Last night, against the Knights, he was not in the starting lineup.
And Marcus Hampton, he's been gone for about 2 weeks, Tom. So he's all the way from Tushka, so it's a pretty far 4 or 5 hour drive for him.
First pitch to him is a strike on the outer half, and the count goes to 0-1. Matt Hopkins in the on-deck circle. The 0-1 delivery. No miss outside. The count evens one apiece. Looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need. 5601 West Garriott in Enid. There's one down the right field line and fair. Could be extra bases for Marcus Hampton. And he will steam into second base with a one-out double. Nicely placed down the right field line. So he's in scoring position with one out. Here is Matt Hopkins, the center fielder, batting 286 in the season. Hopkins last night against Newton was 1-for-3 with a stolen base. He had a single in the sixth inning. That ball game was tied going into the bottom of the seventh, and the Majors manufactured a run, scored the winning run from third base on a throwing error by the catcher. And the breaking pitch misses low and in, the count 1-0. One oh delivery. Bounces in there, the count now 2-0. Now this weekend's tournament in Bartlesville, you've had a chance to play over there. I understand their stadium's pretty nice as well.
Very nice stadium. It's kind of an old school stadium, which is pretty neat. And they got those big fans and the whole grandstands are covered, so it's in the shade. Perfect ballpark for a tournament in this heat. So, very beautiful ballpark over there.
2-0 pitch. Glance back to the runner at second. Here it is. Bounces in there. Nice stop by the catcher, Lindenmeyer. And the count now 3-0. They actually hosted back, 10 years ago or so, they hosted the American Legion World Series over there.
They host the state tournament over there for the American Legion still. So.
And they're still an American Legion program, that's right.
Yeah, they are.
3-0 pitch misses low and away, ball four. So a couple of base runners here for the Majors. With one out in the bottom of the second inning, trailing 1-0. Here is Zach Goodwin.
Number two, Zach Goodwin.
I really like how they've changed their approach, Tom, since the first inning of first pitch swinging with Caden Davis on the mound. Not going to overpower you. Sit back and just wait on as long as you can. And don't give him those easy outs.
So Zach Goodwin steps in from the right side, takes the pitch, low, ball one. Make him throw you strikes. Be patient. Zach didn't play yesterday in either of the two games, I don't believe. 1-0 pitch bounces in there. Catcher has to chase it down. The runners will move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. So now you've got two in scoring position. And the count 2-0. And now a slow walk to the mound as Evan Gilbert, the coach for the Knights, will try to settle down his pitcher, Caden Davis. He finds himself in a spot of trouble. The count 2-0. Runners on second and third. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Newton on top 1-0.
They're going to go with the new pitcher here, Tom.
Wow, they'll make a change early on.
Looks like number 35,
Matt Eldridge, who moves over from third base. So we've got a pitching change. We'll take a break. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Newton on top 1-0. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC. Devin Gilbert wasted no time making the pitching change. Caden Davis goes 1 1/3 innings, gives up a hit and a walk after he had retired the Majors 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first inning. They'll bring in the third baseman, Matt Eldridge, move him over to the pitcher's mound. We'll see who goes over to third. Josh Hansen's going to third from second, and the second baseman will be Caden Davis. So there you go. It's Davis at second, and then Hansen will move over from second to third. And of course, Eldridge will go to the mound. He's a right-hander, tall kid, and he'll take over a 2-0 count to Zach Goodwin. And here's the 2-0 pitch. And there's a shot past the drawn in infield for a base hit, and it gets away from the center fielder. Both runs will score. And Zach Goodwin will go to second. It will be a single, two RBI, and then he'll go to second on the air by the center fielder. So give Goodwin credit for a single. He'll drive in two, because that second run, when he was chugging around third, he was going to score anyway. And then an E8 to move the runner into scoring position, which will bring up the catcher, Logan Rutledge, stepping in from the right side. The majors have gone on top 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Still just one out and a runner in scoring position. Eldridge has glanced back to the runner. There's a bounce for the shortstop played by Warren Deet. Throws to first in time, and the runner will move over to third base. Which will bring the shortstop, Lakin Young, to the plate. Lakin was 0-for-3 against Newton last night. And he was 2-for-3 against the Broncos in the first game yesterday afternoon. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Breaking pitch, took something off of it, finds the strike zone, the count 0-1.
Matt Eldridge, this reliever, has about the same arm as Caden Davis. Not real powerful, Tom.
Well, you talked about how it's going to be all hands on deck pitching for the majors today. It might be the same way for the Knights as well.
Yep.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a 57-mile-per-hour changeup. And the count 0-2. It's got to look like a beach ball floating up there.
Sometimes those slower pitchers are harder to hit than those faster ones, though.
No doubt about it. Here's the 0-2. And there's one lined right to the second baseman, Josh. Or actually, it's whoever moved over to second base. Caden Davis, the pitcher, catches it in his tracks to win the inning. But the majors pick up a couple in the bottom of the second inning. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. The majors on top 2-1 after two. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
1390 KCRC.
Majors Baseball brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, 2101 West ONK Garriott Road. Voted best pizza in Enid. And they got a darn good buffet as well. Tom Nelson and Brady Kokajohn back with you at the ballpark. The DA on a Thursday morning, and no better place to be than here. You could be in the office right now. There's a bouncer to the third baseman, two hopper. Goodwin can't field a throw, but his throw is not in time. It'll be an E5, and the Knights have a runner on first. That was Colton Davis, who will find his way to first base. And back to the top of the order is Davis setting the table. Now Warren Dietz, Port Tegadoff, and Hunter Mapes, 1-2-3 in the order. You know, it's a Thursday, right before the lunch hour. If you have a lunch hour to kill, no better place to do but come on down to the ballpark, grab a lunch, grab a hot dog or a hamburger downstairs, and catch the end of this ball game. Should be about perfect timing to get you back before 1 o'clock or right around 1 o'clock. Pitch stays high, ball one to Warren Dietz, who grounded out to second base to lead off the ball game. He's 0 for 1. Dietz was 0 for 3 and struck out three times, walked once last night against Enid. He batted in the 3-hole in the first game. The win over the OKC Broncos went 0 for 2 with the run scored and a walk. Throw to first base, the runner back. The count is 1-0 to him. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat into the screen. The count evens at 1 apiece. Sport Tegetoff in the on-deck circle will have to watch when Sport comes to the plate as he almost got into a dust-up with Logan Rutledge back in the first inning.
And I heard, Tom, that they had a little controversy in last night's game when Sport Tegetoff made a diving catch. I think he said something to the Union Majors dugout and kind of got him rattled a little bit last night.
Swing and a miss, 1-2 the count. Sounds like Sport Tegetoff runs a little hot.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a little rival is coming in between Newton Knights and the Union Majors now.
There you go. This is their second trip into Enid. They were here back on June 7th, played a single game and lost 10-2 in five innings. They were much more competitive yesterday. They beat the Broncos and hung into the seventh inning against the Majors, swinging a pitch fouled off the runner that was taken off from first. Oh, they're going to say it was a strikeout and just got away from the catcher. I thought he fouled it off the end of the bat. So Dietz will strike out. He's 0 for 2. The runner will move to second on what would be a passed ball.
And this will be Garrett Diaz's 30th pitch. So you got to wonder, this might be Garrett Diaz's last batter. As I talked to Jensen before the game, about 30, 40 pitches. So keep an eye on it, depending on how long Sport Tegetoff takes this at bat.
Well, here's Sport Tegetoff, who got on by way of an error by the right fielder Marcus Hampton back in the first inning. Then he stole second, and that's where he ended up when the inning came to an end. And as we said in the first inning, these Logan Rutledge and Sport Tegetoff had some words, and right now they're about a foot and a half away from each other. We'll see what happens. Diaz looks back to the runner at second. He pitches low and in, 1-0. Sport Tegetoff batting from the right side, the number two hole hitter in the Knights order. Knights are 7-10 on the season coming in. 1-0 pitch. Low, ball two. Colton Davis, a pretty good lead at second, draws a glance. Here's the pitch, bounced foul. Lattice Evans Funeral Home has always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them, 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or visit their website, LattisawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Lattice Evans is there for you. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. The count goes 2-2. Nicely done by Garrett Diaz.
And before this at-bat, Tom, Logan Rutledge went out to talk to Diaz, so he might have said, hey, I really want to get this guy, so here's how I want to approach him. What do you think?
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, just like that. Strikes him out. A little high heat. Went upstairs on him, got him to swing at it. So two outs in the inning, a couple of strikeouts in the inning for Garrett Diaz.
I bet Coach Jensen will let Diaz finish the inning, but then I bet he goes to the bullpen.
Hunter Mapes will stand in. The first pitch to him misses outside the count, 1-0. Hunter struck out back in the first inning. Diaz has struck out four and has hit a batter so far in this one, so a pretty good little stint for him if he would go the first three innings of this one. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Do you think they would want to use him in more of a starting role, or are they just trying to get him some innings right now?
I think they're trying to gain some innings. I know Chris Jensen really likes Diaz at the setup closer role, but I think he'll be used as a starter in the Glenn Widget, and that's why I think he's on a pitch count tonight, or this morning, but nonetheless.
Yeah, that tournament starts on Saturday and goes through the holidays, so.
And they have a neat deal there, Tom. They even pause one night. Pause the game in about the fourth or fifth inning, and they pop fireworks.
Really?
They turn off the lights.
Kind of
right in the middle of the
kind
game.
Kind of a halftime show.
Yeah, right in the middle of the game.
1-1 pitch is popped up. Foul territory behind third base. Can Goodwin make a play? He does. Nicely done with the wall in play. And that will take care of the Knights in the top of the third inning. No runs, no hits, an error, a couple of strikeouts. And we played 2.5. The majors on top, 2-1. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Now the Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Gultry, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know and good people they are. The Bank of Kremlin, proud to support the majors. Member FDIC. Top of the order for the majors here in the bottom of the third inning. Seth Graves, Camden Kalk, and Matt Connerly will face Eldridge, who took over for Caden Davis back in the first. Matt Eldridge, or back in the second, excuse me. He went 1 1/3. Davis went 1 1/3, just gave up one hit, walked a batter. And he did give up. He will get credit for giving up the 2 runs. They were on base when he came out of the ballgame. So here's Graves, who bounced over to the first baseman to lead off the ballgame. First pitch to him. Low and outside, ball one. Seth Graves, a .379 batting average coming into this week, into yesterday's ball games. And he was 0-for-4 against Newton last night.
Before that game last night, though, Tom, he has been on a tear.
Yeah, he was 2-for-2 in the afternoon matchup with an RBI, a couple of walks, and a run scored. Pitch in there for a strike, and the count will even at 1-1. One delivery, swing and a miss, 1-2. Seth Graves from Edmond Memorial High School.
Boy, I bet Graves would like to have that pitch back.
He tried to turn on it. 1-2 pitch. Just outside, the count evens 2 apiece. 91 degrees, wind blowing in from right. One of those blast furnace days in northwest Oklahoma when the breeze is warm. You get used to it here. 2-2 delivery. Bounced in there 3-2.
And you got to add about 10 to 15 degrees on the turf, Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
So that pitcher, you know, it's really 100, 105 right now for that pitcher.
3-2 delivery. Driven the opposite way to the left field line. Colton Davis in the run, and it falls out of play down toward Scott Pendleton's home away from home down the left field line. And during the summer, I just say it's home.
Sure is.
Count stays full 3-2. Of course, this ballpark was built with that prevailing summer south wind in mind, with the short 300-foot porch down the right field line. 390 to center, 328 down the left field line, 3-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Seth Graves is 0-for-2. First strikeout for Matt Eldridge. There's Camden Kalk, who popped out to the third baseman back in the first inning. Camden, as we said, the newest Enid major.
all the way from Leedy, Oklahoma, which has really got a great program out there. Small Class B.
Yep. Had a chance to call them a couple of times in the state tournament. I think it might have been against Drummond a couple of years ago. Either Drummond or Cimarron when I've gone down there and covered state baseball. First pitch up and in, the count 1-0.
I think Drummond opened up with them one year.
That's the one I did. Ground ball to the second. The shortstop, played by Warren Dietz, throws to first and sailed over the first baseman's head, and heading down to second base will be Camden Kalk. It'll be a throwing error, an E6. And Kalk is in scoring position with one out for Matt Connerly. Connerly, who plays for the NOC Enid Jets, lined out to the third baseman back in the first inning. Janssen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Majors have a runner in scoring position at second base with one out here in the bottom of the third inning, leading 2-1 over Newton, Kansas. And a drive to right center field. And on his horse to his left is Hunter Mapes, the center fielder, to make the catch. That ball did not carry as far as it looked like it was going to off the bat.
Now that first baseman number 20,
EJ. Sure, in and in. I'd like to make a little point, too. When Camden Kalk hit that ball, the bat broke.
Yes.
But also, when he rounded first base, the first baseman was in his way and ran into him. So, anyways, he would have got second regardless of that throw. So that would be obstruction.
EJ Taylor's 0 for 1. He grounded out to second back in the second inning. A little too much contact between these two teams. Breaking pitch in there for a strike and the count 0-1. I think both coaches are probably saying, okay, we're in the bottom of the third. We got four more innings to get out of here and get home without any incidents. No one delivery. Glance back at the runner at second. They'll throw back there, and diving in safely is Camden Kalk. Had a chance to talk before the ball game to Evan Gilbert, the coach for Newton, and great guy. They love coming down here and playing.
Where is Newton located, Don?
Newton is about 25 miles north of Wichita, straight north, swinging a miss, 0-2. On I-135, it would take about 2 hours and 20 minutes to get down here.
So they don't have that far of a drive there.
Nope,
this
not,
afternoon.
Not bad at all. They're about 30 miles east of Hutchinson, 25 miles southeast of McPherson, 25 miles north of Wichita. 0-2 pitch is driven to left field. And, oh, a nice running catch by Colton Davis to run it down as he stuck his glove up. Look what I have, Ma. That'll take care of the majors in the bottom of the third inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left. We've played three at the ballpark. Enid 2, Newton 1. This is Majors Baseball and KCRC.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner, or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
1390 KCRC.
After three solid innings for Garrett Dehas, Justin Freeze will take over for him. Justin out of Elk City has no record, an earned run average of 2.52 and 8 1/3 innings pitched. He has struck out 5 batters and walked 4. This is his 5th appearance. I take it back, that might be how many appearances he has on either pitching and hitting, but he has pitched 2 and one, or actually 8 2/3. So 8 1/3. So I bet he, this is his fifth appearance on the mound.
Yeah, Justin Freese usually comes in for an inning or two. Got a great curveball, really, really a big hook and curveball, but throws about 77, 78, but really locates it, Tom.
Jake Lindenmeyer will face him. The first pitch to Jake is low, ball one. Jake grounded out to short back in the first. He's 0 for 1. 1-0 delivery. Right through there for a strike, and the count evens one apiece. You know, Majors Baseball is different from really the way it was when you played, even as the Plainsmen now play on their own team, so Coach Gore can keep them together throughout the summer, which makes the Majors much more of a regional team. There's a fly ball to left played by Camden Calcutty. In his tracks, makes the catch, one down.
Yeah, it sure does, Tom. I even played on the minors when they called the minors as a freshman. I got called up later. Later they called me up for the majors. They were a little shorthanded, so I got to even play a tournament. And Woodward, that's where the end-of-the-year tournament was back then. And so they would call up players from the minors.
Here's Matt Eldridge. And he loops one out to left center field. Ooh, is that a catch? Nicely done by Camden Kalk, as he was full speed to his left and went to a knee to make the catch in short left center field, two down. He's having a busy inning. Here's Josh Hansen, who's now at third base. Had a sacrifice bunt his first time up, and the first pitch to him by Freese, low and away, ball one. Pitch gets away. The count now 2-0. Well, Justin Freese looks like he might play football. He's a big kid.
He really is.
Here's the rock and the fire on the 2-0 pitch. And a curve in there for a strike, and the count evens at one apiece.
There's that curveball, Tom. He's really comfortable throwing it 2-0 to batters.
2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes 2-2. 2-2 delivery. Tried to break one off right there that missed inside. We go full 3-2.
I just got word, Tom, that Justin Freese is a tennis player. From Coach Jensen.
Really?
So
I would not see that.
I wouldn't either, but I heard he's a pretty good tennis player. So
popped up, fouled back, and out of play. We'll stay 3-2. I look at him, I don't think tennis.
I don't either, but I bet he can hit that ball pretty hard on the serve.
3-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, there you go. Ring him up in a 3-up, 3-down inning. Justin Freese sends Newton back to the dugout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1. The Majors over the Knights. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we will relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Now Majors looking for their third straight win, getting back on track after a bit of a struggle, losing 8 of 9, and they get back on the winning track. They'd love to get this one here and go into Bartlesville. That's a big tournament for these guys in Bartlesville every year, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's a good bonding experience, Tom. They spend 3 or 4 nights together. go out and eat all the time together. And they have, like, booths set up on 4th of July. People can go walk around. And it's a neat atmosphere down there.
Marcus Hampton will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning for the majors as we're in the bottom of the fourth playing seven here in this single game. And the first pitch to him by Eldridge popped right through there for a strike and the count's 0-1. Matt Eldridge came on with one out in the second inning for Caden Davis, who was the starter. And he has come in and pitched pretty well. 0-1 delivery. Took something off it, misses outside. The count evens one apiece.
When I played, Tom, I always hated hitting off guys that topped out about 71, threw a 59-mile-an-hour curveball. I just couldn't stay back because I'm used to about 80, 85.
1-1 pitch. Stays high, 2-1. Do you remember the cartoons? You may be too young for this. Cartoon back in the day, it was Casey at bat. And basically it was like a, I think it was a Bugs Bunny cartoon, and it showed the batter swinging three times because he was throwing really slow. 2-1 pitch. There's a bouncer to the second baseman. Nice play by the second baseman, Caden Davis, to get in front of it. Hit off the heel of his glove. He chased it down and made the play in time. Nice job staying with it. 4-3 on the putout, one down. Here's Matt Hopkins, who walked and scored back in the second inning. Scored one of the two majors runs in this one. Hopkins, a 286 hitter on the season. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch misses inside. The count 1-0. Matt Hopkins had a single and a stolen base last night against the majors in their 3-2 loss. 1-0 delivery. There's a drive to left center field. On his horse is the center fielder Hunter Mapes, and he can't make the play. Chased down by Colton Davis, the left fielder, and a stand-up double with one out for Matt Hopkins. He's 1-for-1 with a walk and a run scored this afternoon. Well, this morning.
Double for Matt Hopkins.
And I think the ball is going to go a lot better if you go center to left with it rather than right, as we could see when Matt Connolly really tagged that one to center, Tom.
Here's Zach Goodwin. He singled and drove in a couple of runs back in the second inning. He's got a chance to get another stake out there as well. Ribeye on second if he could drive him in. Glance back to the runner at second. Here's the pitch by Eldridge. And it's popped up short left field. The play by Davis right on the left field foul line. Two down. Here's Logan Rutledge, who grounded out to short back in the second inning. He's 0-for-1.
And Davis is really playing close to that line.
Yeah, he didn't have to run too far to get to it.
Really, that should have been a tough play, but he was so close to the line, it was a can of corn for him.
Playing into pull. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, 59 miles an hour. And Rutledge out ahead of it, the count 0-1. Hopkins on second base. Eldridge works from the stretch, the pitch. Swing and a miss, was it fouled off? Nope, it's a strike, the count 0-2. Chased down by the catcher, Lindenmeyer. Logan Rutledge just batting 162 on the summer. He would love to get a base hit in a pretty big spot right here. Runner will be going on contact with two outs. The pitch just missed outside, and the count goes to 1-2. Lake and Young in the on-deck circle if Logan can keep the inning alive. Yeah, the Glenn Wingate tournament this weekend in Bartlesville, 12 teams from four states. They pull in teams from Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out, and a big strikeout for Eldridge to get Newton out of the inning. They leave the runner in scoring position. No runs, a hit. The double by Hopkins. No errors and one left on base. We've played four complete at the ballpark. Enid leads Newton 2-1, And you're listening to Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer for only $79.95. Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
1390 KCRC.
Well, I've got the best gig in town today. Get out of the office and call a little bit of baseball. Thank you so much, John Herrick, for giving me the chance. I'm glad you got the heck out of town so I can get a chance to not have to be in the office. We've played four complete at the ballpark. Tom Nelson and Brady Coca, John, with you. Our producer engineer is Jance Davis back at the studio. The Major is on top of Newton 2-1. And Justin Freese will face Josh Hansen, Caden Davis, and Gavin Powell, 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Knights as they are trailing by a run here in the top of the fifth. Caden Davis is 0-1. He grounded out to third back in the second inning. And the pitch to him by Justin Freese. And he drives one to left field. Foul territory and out of play as Camden Kalk takes a look at it. Caden Davis was 2-for-5 yesterday in the two games. Drove in a couple of runs, also walked. And here's the pitch from Freese. Popped up to short center field. Who has the play? The center fielder, Matt Hopkins, will make the catch, one down.
Tom, I don't want to say anything because John and I had a little trouble with that yesterday, but I don't know if Newton has, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say it, Tom.
Something they haven't done yet.
Yeah, something they haven't done yet because, I don't know, Chris Jensen gave us a lot of heck for that the other night.
No superstitions being broken up here. Gavin Powell's up. He struck out back in the first. He's 0-for-1. He hasn't done it either. Fouls it off the end of the bat. And the count evens at one apiece. One pitch. Breaker stays high and the count 2-1. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile. 811 West Randolph in Enid. Rick's Pharmacy, proud to sponsor Majors Baseball. 2-2. Here's the rock and the fire from Freese. And driven down the right field line, could be trouble, but over there to make the catch is Marcus Hampton. Moving to his left. Two down.
Something pretty interesting, too. Sport Tegethoff is in the bullpen. So,
oh my.
So that'll be pretty interesting.
Let's see how hot he runs with a ball in his hand in the mound. Here's Colton Davis, who got on by way of an error back in the third inning. First pitch, a swing and a miss. And the count 0-1.
Justin Freese looked very sharp coming out of the bullpen today for the Indian Majors.
He struck out a batter. He has faced the minimum, 5 up, 5 down. Pitch misses, the count evens at 1 apiece. 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss, 1-2. That's tantalizing. 59-mile-an-hour curveball hanging out there. If you're Colton Davis, you're going, I can hit that. But I didn't. Here's the 1-2. Bounces in there, and the count evens at 2-2.
He Yeah, he's got a good curveball, but the best thing about his curveball is his movement. But not only his movement, it's his control as well with it. He can put it about anywhere he wants it.
You know, we've been talking about the tournament in Bartlesville this weekend. We don't forget that they get back from Bartlesville, and the Northern Oklahoma Classic gets underway. There's a base hit to center field, and the first hit of the ball game for Newton. We can say it now.
Yep, there goes the no-no. The combined no-hitter.
Yeah, Coach Jensen probably saying, yeah, but you were pushing the line. You were pushing the envelope. Talking about it. Back to the top of the order. Here's Warren Dietz, who's 0 for 2. He grounded out to second in the first. He struck out in the third. He's standing in from the right side. Yes, the Northern Oklahoma Classic, July 6th through the 9th, right here at the ballpark. Eight teams are coming in. The majors will open up in the feature game on the 6th at 7:30 against the OKC Broncos. They played yesterday. First pitch to Warren Dietz is high ball one. The Plainsmen play at 5 o'clock against Burke Burnett, Texas. And then on the 7th, the Majors play Pampa at 8 o'clock. The Plainsmen play Stillwater at 5:30. It's a four-day event. And the runner from first will go, and he's pegged out. Nice throw by Logan Rutledge to gun down Colton Davis trying to steal. And that will take care of Newton in the top of the fifth inning. No runs a hit, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The fifth inning stretch here at the ballpark. Enid leads 2-1. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team, the Coldwell Banker, will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College.
1390 KCRC.
New pitcher for the Knights from Newton, Kansas is Josh Hansen, who was originally the starting second baseman, moved over to third, and now he'll switch with Eldridge, who was the original third baseman. So Eldridge back to third, Hansen on the mound. He's a right-hander. He'll face Lakin Young, Seth Graves, and Camden Kalk here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Majors hanging on to a 2-1 lead. Two runs on three hits and three errors for the Majors. One run, one hit, and two errors for Newton. Lakin Young lined out to the second baseman back in the second inning. He's 0-1. Batting 189 on the season. Former Pioneer Mustang. And the pitch to him. Takes a strike right through there. The count 0-1.
So Josh Hansen, not a very overpowering pitcher as well. Topping out at 68 there, warm-ups. So Newton doesn't have very many powerful pitchers left in their bullpen.
Yeah, this is the third game they've played in, well, basically a day and a half as that pitch sails high over the catcher's glove and the count leaving at one apiece. They played two games yesterday afternoon and evening. Actually, basically, they played at around 6 o'clock and then at 8:30 or so, then come back 12 hours later. So this is the third game they've played in about 15, 16 hours. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2.
I think also, Tom, when they change pitchers so much, it's hard to get adjusted to each pitcher because you finally get adjusted to a pitcher and then they change it.
Yep.
So
here's the 1-2. Whoa! Stayed way high. And the count evens at 2-2. looked like it slipped out of the pitcher's hand, and the catcher, you know, Lindenmeyer, to go up the ladder to reel it in. 2 balls and 2 strikes, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's ball 3 high, we go full. Are you enjoying your radio experience this summer?
I'm loving it, Tom. Absolutely loving it.
3-2 pitch off the end of the bat, lined foul. Yeah, Chris tried to make a play down there, but tried to barehand it, couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm couldn't be any happier. I'm enjoying it so much, and I hope it takes off in the future. So,
what, you've been doing this gig for about a month? You've already got a write-up in the Ina News Eagle. What the heck's the deal with that? 3-2 pitch bounces in there, ball 4. So a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they'll set the table for the top of the order. Seth Graves is 0-2. He struck out in the third inning back in the first to lead off the ball game. He grounded out to the first baseman. Left-handed hitter. Majors would love to get some insurance, leading 2-1 as we get into the latter stages of this ball game. First pitch, a ball, the count 1-0. Lake and Young with no stolen bases over at first base, and now time called. Turn to Coots Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Coots Roofing.
Now wouldn't be a bad time to put Lake and Young in motion here, Tom. And quite frankly, as good as hitter Graves is, you could almost put a hit and run on here. Be a good time for it. We'll see what they do here. They might just put Lake and Young in motion, though.
Well, the count is 1-0. So you've got to figure you'll get a pitch to hit right here. Takes his time. And now time called as Hansen began to labor a little bit too long out there, and Seth Graves lost patience. He'll do it again. From the stretch, the pitch, low and outside, 2-0.
Two oh count would be a good time to do it too.
And he fouls it off the plate, 2-1. Single game here today. Kind of unique, playing one game at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday. We talked about it earlier, most likely. You know, Newton was here yesterday. They just want to play. I guarantee you, when you come down here, you want to get in as many games as you can. And they said, hey, how about one in the morning before we head home?
Yeah, I'm sure they said, anyway, we can play the next day. Anyway, well, 11 o'clock is the only time we could really play. We got that Glenn Widget coming on and said, let's do it, you know.
2 balls and a strike. The rock and the fire. 3-1 stays high. 70 on the gun.
I'm really shocked they haven't put Lake and Young in motion or done something there, but you know, as hot as Graves have been swinging it, they might just trust him there.
He takes ball 4, now 2-1. They're also might be waiting for Josh Hansen to find the strike zone and draw the walks. Now you got first and second. 2 walks to start off the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Majors have a little something-something going on. Here's Camden Kalk. Got on by way of an error the last time. He's 0-2 as he popped out to the third baseman back in the first inning. So first and second, nobody out.
It's definitely a bunting situation here with Connor Lee and Taylor up to bat, but we'll see what he does here.
The pitch shows butt. Fouls it off, the count 0-1. Camden Kalk, as we said, just joined the team yesterday, so still getting his feet wet with the majors.
Kind of went with more of a drag there as he showed really late, kind of a surprise bunt there, which I don't know if it's that big of a surprise deal. You know, it's 2-1 ball game, first and second, no outs. and arguably your two best hitters are on deck.
Here's the 0-1. Tried to bunt a breaking pitch. He fouled it off again. Now 0-2, and now you most likely take the bunt off. Don't want to risk doing that again on an 0-2 count.
Yeah, I think he'll let him swing here, but Cam McCallitt's got to show that bunt a little earlier, Tom, and really set, really square where he wants it to go. In a definite bunting situation there. There's no surprise.
That's just
that
you know it's coming. Go ahead and show it. Here's the 0-2. And a bouncer to the right side of the infield. Played by Caden Davis. He'll flip to second for one. Back to first. Not in time. They'll get the lead runner on the fielder's choice. Matt Hopkins will, or I take it back, Lakin Young will move over to third. Seth Graves is out at second as the putout was 4-6. Here's Matt Connerly, who's 0-2. Runners at the corners, one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Connerly lined out to third in the first. He flied out to center in the third. Pitch out, the runner goes, and the throw is still not in time. Looked like the throw was taking place in slow motion as it kind of hung a little bit. So now, it is second and third.
Looked like Jake Lindemeyer really wanted to make sure Lakin Young wasn't going before he threw it. And it kind of cost him there, as he should have just bolted it down there and got the out.
Yeah, that right there is one of those plays where that runner will bolt down from third on that throw down, but that was not the case that time. 1-0. Hit him. Bases are loaded. So Connerly will be hit by the pitch and go down to first base. Bases are loaded with one out. So it has not exactly been a work of art for Josh Hansen since he came in. He's walked a couple of batters, hit a batter. And E.J. Taylor, who's a dangerous hitter for the majors, up there with the bases juiced. The first pitch to him, popped it up on the infield. And the play made by the pitcher in front of the mound as Hansen makes the catch. And E.J. Taylor, very frustrated, two outs.
And he has a right to be as, you know, he went after that first pitch, a little outside, really kind of reached for it, but he wished he could have that one back, for sure.
Here's Marcus Hampton. Hampton's 1-for-2. He doubled and scored back in the second inning. Grounded out to second in the fourth. And the pitch to him. Just inside, the count 1-0. Lakin Young's at third. Camden Kalk at second. Matt Connerly at first. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Majors on top 2-1 and looking to do some more damage. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. The count evens one apiece.
I like how Coach Jensen went right over E.J. Taylor and said, hey, it's all right. We might need you in the bottom of the seventh. Depending on what happens, you know, this game, never know. So, hey, keep your head up. We're going to need you on defense and... Hey, you're a great leader for this ball club as well.
1-1 pitch. Way high and outside, 2-1.
But hopefully we won't have to go to the bottom of the seventh, though, Tom. So hopefully Hampton right here will kind of open it up a little bit.
Would love to get some insurance in this situation here in the bottom of the fifth inning, going 7. 2-1 pitch. There's a shot to center field. Catch made, though, by Hunter Mapes in his tracks, and that will take care of the majors. They leave them loaded in the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, a couple of walks and a hit batter, and three left. We've played 5. It's 2-1 majors. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
New pitcher for the majors as we go to the top of the sixth inning, Marcus Hampton. With a record of 0-2 and 8 1/3 innings pitch, he has an earned run average of 5.88. He's walked 8 batters and struck out 5. He has started a couple of ball games for the majors this season. Justin Freese goes 2 innings, gives up a hit, struck out a batter, didn't walk anybody, didn't give up a run, of course. And he will hand off a 2-1 lead to Marcus Hampton. And Hampton will face the top of the night's order, Warren Dietz, Fort Tegadoff, and Hunter Mapes. The Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Mike and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear, and if you go in there, tell them you want 10% off. Say Tom sent you down there to get 10% off on your Oakley purchase at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Top of the sixth inning, top of the order, Warren Dietz 0-2 this morning, now into the afternoon. And he takes a strike from Marcus Hampton. The count's 0-1. 0-1 delivery. Strike. Hampton jumps out ahead in the count 0-2.
Hampton's got to run it up there about 83, 84. Average about 81, but it got a good changeup at 68.
0-2 pitch. Low, the count goes 1-2. I know as a pitcher, especially when you come into a ball game a little cold, you love to jump out ahead of the hitters. Get a little confidence. 1-2 pitch. Bounced foul. Count stays 1-2. Garrett Dehas went 3 innings. Struck out 4. Gave up a run. It was not earned. Hit a batter. Justin Freese goes 2. Now Marcus Hampton takes over in the 6th inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bounced foul. We stay 1-2. One, two delivery. Stays high now. 2-2. Tom Nelson and Brady Kokajohn with you from the ballpark. Jance Davis, our producer engineer. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Little looper, the shortstop. He'll let it play it on a hop. And the throw not in time. It's an infield hit. As Lake and Young let it play him a little bit. And a leadoff single. There's your tying run on base.
Yeah, he should have tried to get the short hop. I know it's harder. It's easier said than done, but he should have got the short hop and really charged it and try to get the speedy Warren Dietz as he is the leadoff man.
Here's Tegadoff. He's 0-2, got on base back in the first inning and stole a base by way of an error. Hit one to right field. It got away from the right fielder. The pitch in there for a strike, and the count's 0-1. So the tying run on base in the top of the sixth. Good ball game. 2-1 majors. 0-1 pitch is low, and the count evens one apiece.
And we've had three different pitchers from both sides. Still really good baseball, usually.
They've all pitched well.
Yeah, they really have.
1-1 pitch. Shows bunt. His bunt has popped up. Oh, nice play by the catcher, Logan Rutledge. And the throw to first, trying to double off the runner at first, not in time. But Logan Rutledge makes a nice play, diving out in front of the plate to make the catch.
With such a low-scoring game, as you see, Enid tried to play small ball, sacrifice bunting. Newton tried to do the same thing here. And both teams really hadn't been successful with their sacrifice bunts.
Here's Hunter Mapes. He's 0-for-2. He struck out in the first and popped out to the third baseman in the third, looking for his first hit of the day. Throw to first base, runner back. Newton, if they could get a win, they would have a successful road trip. They'd go 2-1 on the road trip as they beat the OKC Broncos in their first game yesterday before losing to the majors 3-2 last night. I will guarantee you those Kansas schools coming down here and playing well, they win 2 out of 3 in a series in Oklahoma. They'll take it back to Kansas and be proud of it.
Yeah, they sure will, Tom.
Swing and a miss. Count evens at 1 apiece. Glance the runner at first. The pitch. Low on the count now, 2-1. Hampton's 2-1. Just misses inside, 3-1. We said earlier that this Newton Knights team, 7-10 their record coming in, they the same bunch of kids who play in the spring for the Newton Railers high school team. There's a excuse me swing. The pitch is fisted down the first base line. It's picked up by the pitcher Hampton, and he'll tag out the runner between home plate and first base.
Right there, Hunter Mapes actually turned around, Tom. And between the home plate and first base, if you turn around and run backwards, you're automatically called out. So
he really hit that off the fist. He thought it was foul for a moment.
And then he saw Marcus Hampton coming at him, so he started backpedaling. As soon as you go back, you're automatically called out. You can stop, but you can't run back.
Here's Jake Lindenmeyer. Lindenmeyer 0-for-2, grounded out to short in the first, popped out to left field back in the fourth. And the first pitch to him is a ball to count 1-0. So the tying run in scoring position with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Newton trailing 2-1. The pitch from the left-hander swinging a miss, and the count goes 1-2. Runner on second, a glance back to him. Here's the pitch. Stays high. Let's see here. I believe the count's... Is it 2-2? Yeah, it's 2-2, I think. Scoreboard is off, I think. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bounces in there.
No, they're sitting on 3-1 there, Tom.
Say it's 3-1 now.
I think I'm with you, Tom. I think they missed one, man.
I was thinking so, too. I make a notation for every pitch, and I don't think I would have made a notation without a pitch. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Now 3-2. So eventually we get to a full count. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's a big pitch right here from Marcus Hampton. 3-2. And ball 4, just low on outside. Now first and second for 2 outs.
Another little stat on Marcus Hampton. He is signed to play for the NOC Jets next year. So
you'll get used to playing here. Here's Matt Eldridge, was hit by a pitch and scored in the second inning. Flied out to left in the fourth.
And you know that's going to be a good recruiting tool for NOC Enid. This ballpark.
Yeah, you would think. It's a courtesy runner out there for Newton.
Jace Maxwell.
There you go. Thank you. Pitch break foul into the screen. The count's 0-1 to Matt Eldridge. Newton scored their single run back in the second inning. The majors scored their 2 in the bottom of the second. Nice breaking pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2 to Matt Eldridge. Runners on first and second. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Newton down a run. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. Seth Graves will play. Throw to first in time. And the majors get out of it. In the top of the sixth for the Knights. No runs. A hit. A walk. And two left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-1. The majors in the high side. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Dependability and dedication. That's what makes Messer Bowers Insurance the only call you need to make for your business insurance. At Messer Bowers, we understand that the success of your business can depend on the right commercial insurance program, one that covers your exposures to crippling losses and certifies to your customers that you have the right insurance coverages to work for them. Thousands of contractors have depended on Messer Bowers Insurance to make sure they can do their job and not worry about insurance for over 50 years. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
We should go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. We should go would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
1390 KCRC.
Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They have it all at Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need. 5601 West Garriott in Enid. Godfather's Pizza, voted best pizza in Enid. And I like their buffet, too. 2101 West Owen Gate Garriott Road. Thank you so much for sponsoring Majors Baseball.
Matt Hopkins.
Bottom of the sixth inning, it's Matt Hopkins, Zach Goodwin, and Logan Rutledge for the Majors against Josh Hansen. Hansen, the right-hander, faces Hopkins, the right-handed hitter. The first pitch to him stays high in the count 1-0. Matt Hopkins walked and scored in the second inning and doubled in the fourth, so he's having a good morning slash afternoon. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Right through there for a strike, 66 in the gun in the count, 1-1. Boy, that's a pitch you could hit right there.
Yeah, I think Matt Hopkins is really kicking himself right there.
66 right down the middle. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2.
That looks like a fastball, but only registering 71 there, Tom.
Let's say you get one timed, you might be able to hit it a little bit. Here's the rock and the fire on the 1-2 pitch. There's a breaking pitch that is fouled off as he was out ahead of it and just kind of stayed alive in the count of 1-2. Matt Hopkins, a 286 hitter on the season. Two delivery. The pitch. Fouled off. Now, Matt's another kid who just joined the team relatively recently, right?
Yeah.
Not at the beginning of the season.
He's Matt Hopkins about 2 weeks ago. Had a really good pitching performance last night. He ran it up there about 87, 88, and really controlled his fastball very well against the Oklahoma City Broncos.
1-2 pitch, high and in, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out, bottom of the sixth. The majors on top, 2-1. There's a base hit to left field. Little looper played by Colton Davis out there in a leadoff single. Matt Hopkins is 2-for-2 with a walk.
That's a big hit with no outs here. Now you got to think Goodwin 1-for-2, but has a big hit today. Might ought to think about a bunting situation here.
Yeah, Goodwin singled and drove in the two runs the majors have back in the second inning. And he flied out to left in the fourth.
But as hot as he's been, you know, they might just let him swing away here.
Nice lead by Hopkins over at first. as he's got both feet on the green over there. And the pitch all the way to the screen, way over the head of the catcher, and that's an easy way to get down to second base on the wild pitch.
And that's huge right there. Now it eliminates the bunny situation. Now Zach Goodwin can take a pretty good hack at it now and try to drive in Matt Hopkins.
Bullpen is working for Newton.
Look like number 21 down in the bullpen.
Aiden Rolf. 1-0 pitch. Bounced out in front of the plate. It will go foul down the third baseline. The count will even at one apiece. Lattice Ivan's Funeral Home has always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been doing it for over 40 years. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid, or go to their website, LattisawEvans.com. In your time of need, Lattisaw Evans is there for you. Counts 1-1 to Zach Goodwin.
The head coach for Newton keeps signaling down to the bullpen for him to get loose, keep getting loose, so he's trying to get
faster,
him hurried up.
Faster, faster, faster. Pitch misses high, 2-1. Zach Goodwin, a Kingfisher yellow jacket. He will be actually a 2019 grad, so he is going into his junior year. 2-1 pitch misses, now 3-1.
I think this will be Hansen's last batter, as that coach over there really is signaling for him to get loose.
3-1 pitch is driven to left field. That is trouble over the head of Colton Davis. That'll score a run as he'll chase it down on the warning track. And a double and an RBI for Zach Goodwin, his third ribby of the ball game. And the majors go on top 3-1.
He has all three RBIs today for the Enid Majors. Zach Goodwin.
And the insurance run that you need going into the top of the seventh inning. Now you'd like to get one more. And one pitch too late.
Yeah, he really wanted to make that. Evan Gilbert really wanted to make that pitch and change before, but couldn't get Rolf warmed up in time. And maybe that might have hurt him.
Yeah, one pitch too late, the double by Goodwin. And a new pitcher coming into the ball game for Newton. We'll take a break. Enid leads 3-1. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
If you've been wondering when the best time to buy a home or refinance the home you have is, and you've been hesitant to take the plunge because you're afraid you and your money will get all wet, then let us help you. At Security National Bank, we know that making a decision about your home can be daunting, if not a little scary. That is why Security National Bank stands ready to answer your questions, help you avoid hidden costs, and most importantly, get you into a home with financing you can live with. Call Security National Bank of Enid today, your equal housing lender and member FDIC, 234-5151.
1390 KCRZ.
Josh Hansen will go one-plus innings on the mound. He gave up a couple of hits. Has given up one run. He hit a batter. Did not strike out anybody and walked a batter as well. Now 3-1, the majors on top of Newton with a runner on second with nobody out. And the new pitcher is Aiden Rolf. And he'll face Logan Rutledge, who's 0-2, looking for his first hit of the day. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. The runner on second is Zach Goodwin, who just drove in his third run of the ballgame. Glad glance back to the runner at second. Here's the pitch by Rolfe. Swing and a miss, 0-1. 61 on the gun.
Rolfe kind of has a sidearm throw there.
Kind of does. A little bit down under.
I threw a little bit of sidearm submarine at St. Gregory's this last year.
You did?
Yes. They made me switch a little bit.
0-1 pitch, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. It's 0-2. One of my favorite all-time pitchers, Dan Quisenberry, the Kansas City Royals, one of the first submariners back in the late 70s, early 80s, the best reliever in Kansas City Royals history. And now on the 0-2 pitch, Logan Rutledge is hit by the pitch.
And that's the only problem about the sidearm is sometimes you get a little wild with it.
And with that right-handed hitter, you're throwing into him. If you miss, you may hit him. Here's Lakin Young, who walked his last time up. He's 0-1. He lined out to the second baseman back in the second.
Looks like we have a courtesy runner, Isaac Hempfling
from Cimarron. Lots of Cimarron Trailblazer representation on this majors team this year. They've had a pretty good program last couple, 3 years. They've always had a good program, but they've made some state appearances, and now another hit batter. The bases are loaded. Lakin Young is hit as Aiden Rolfe is back-to-back pitches. Has hit batters.
Number 18, Seth Graves.
So now they're loaded up, setting the table for the top of the order. Here comes Seth Graves, who's 0-2 with a walk his last time up. Steps in from the left side. Bases loaded, nobody out. The majors could put a huge dent in this ball game. Low and away, ball one. The catcher kept that one. Had to range to his left to keep that one from getting away and going to the screen and probably scoring a run.
And left-handed batters usually see sidearm righties really well.
They see that ball coming out of their hand. Pitch misses 2-0 as it tailed away.
And Aiden Rolfe, if Seth Graves was right-handed, I think he might have been plunked twice there.
Yeah, I think you're right. 2-0 delivery. Now 3-0 outside. No place to put it. If you walk him, you walk in a run. You give Seth Graves an easy RBI.
I think he'll be taken all the way here.
3-0 pitch. There's ball four, and that'll make it 4-1. Turn on the merry-go-round. Everybody goes up 90 feet. Zach Goodwin jogs in from third to score. Logan Rutledge will go to third. Actually, the courtesy runner, Hempfling, will go to third. Lakin Young will go to second. Camden Kalk will come to the plate. He's 0-3. Now 4-1. Still nobody out. And a trip to the mound for Newton head coach Evan Gilbert. The bottom of the order has set the table for the meat of the order.
Just like the doctor ordered there.
Exactly right.
Couldn't have been any better. And a big hit by Goodwin. Two big hits by Goodwin so far.
Now, Matt Hopkins led off the inning with a single. Zach Goodwin's double scored Hopkins. Rutledge hit by a pitch. Lakin Young hit by a pitch. And Seth Graves walks. Here's Camden Kalk, and I guarantee you he'll be very patient right here.
You're exactly right.
Make Rolfe throw a strike. We've not seen one yet. Well, check swing went around the count 0-1.
And that was also inside pitch.
It probably would have been ball one. 0-1 delivery. Bounced foul down toward the third base side. And the count 0-2. Is that Richie Tarango making that play down there?
Yeah, it sure is. Richie's done a nice job this summer at third base. As John and I always said, I've been keeping records on Richie's 100% so far for the year on sending runners.
0-2 pitch. There's a base hit to left. Found the hole between short and third. One run will score. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Now the ball gets loose, but the runners will hold. So an RBI single for Camden Kalk. His first hit as a major. And his first run driven in.
Save that baseball.
And everybody moves up 90 feet. Three runs in the inning, now 5-1. Here's Matt Connerly, who's 0-2, was hit by a pitch his last time up. Steps in from the left side, first pitch outside, ball one. Make Mr. Rolfe throw strikes. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back into the screen. The count evens one apiece. That pitch was inside.
In the last week or two, it's kind of been difficult for the majors to be patient. They get up there and they really want to swing at that first couple of pitches, but they've made a lot of adjustments the last couple of games, really taking their time.
1-1 pitch. That'll miss outside. The count 2-1. And you know, when you lose 8 of 9, you've got to feel like everybody's pressing.
They are.
Everybody's trying to make something happen.
And I like what Chris Jensen and Rich Durango has probably told them the last couple of games. Hey, relax. Look for your pitch.
Pitch misses outside, 3-1. These games right here, this last couple of days, have been very good for the majors. Ooh, he just swung and fouled off ball four. That pitch was low. The count goes full 3-2. Be much better if you go 3-0 this week by finishing this one off.
Sure ought to boost some confidence going into the Glenn Widget, a huge tournament.
3-2 pitch. There's ball four. That'll bring in another run. Give him credit for an RBI. Lake and Young will score from third. Graves to second. Graves to third. Calc to second. Connor leaves at first for E.J. Taylor. And it goes without saying that if E.J. Taylor could put a charge into one right here, we'd go home. Low and in, ball one. E.J. Taylor is the eighth batter to bat in the order. There's still nobody out.
Yeah, I think E.J. Taylor's going to be very patient after swinging on the first pitch last the inning before.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He was very frustrated. He came up in this very situation. The bases were loaded.
And I told you he'd get another chance, didn't I, Tom?
Yeah. He'd get a chance to send us home. 2-0 pitch. Hit him. Up and in. It's not going to hurt much. It's probably about 62, but it's like a mosquito biting you on the shoulder for a big kid like that. Although he is rubbing it. So Taylor will be hit by the pitch. That'll be an RBI. Everybody moves up 90 feet. I'm getting tired of saying that. And a new pitcher coming in for the Knights. We'll take a break and tell you about him when we come back. Now 7-1, Majors over Newton here in the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years with reliable brands like Echo. Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things. It's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
1390 KCRC.
Well, a tough appearance by Aiden Rolfe. He did not record an out. Gave up a hit, two walks, hit three batters, and has given up three runs so far. Can also close the book on Josh Hanson. He gave up three runs. Hit a batter, walked a batter, gave up two hits in his one-plus innings. 7-1 the score, with nobody out, bottom of the sixth inning, five runs in for the Majors. Sport Tegadoff, the new pitcher. He's a right-hander. This game is in danger of getting over early. Marcus Hampton doubled and scored back in the second. Grounded out to second in the fourth and flied out to center in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. Stands in from the left side. The bases are loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of six. Here's the rock and the fire by Teguanoff. Fouled off the end of the bat into the screen. The count 0-1. Marcus Hampton is the ninth batter to bat in the inning. They've batted around. Matt Hopkins, who singled and scored to lead off this inning, waits in the on-deck circle. 0-1 pitch. Bounces in there, gets away from the catcher, and here comes the eighth run of the ball game. Everybody moves up 90 feet. That's a wild pitch that will score the run from third as Camden Kalk will come in. And that'll make it 8-1. So now, the game-ending run is 90 feet away. Count is 1-1. And there's a base hit to right. That'll do it. Here comes the winning run. It'll be a single and RBI. That second run shouldn't count. And it won't. I don't think it'll count because the ball game is over when the ninth run came across. So it is a base hit for Marcus Hampton and an RBI as Matt Connerly will score the winning run. 9-1 the final. Big win for the majors. They are now 14-15. We'll take a break. Our postgame show begins after this. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
There's a lot of value in your ag business. In the land, equipment, buildings, and livestock. If you need an accurate appraisal, talk to us at Farm Credit of Enid. Our team of certified general appraisers will add it all up. Know what your ag business is worth. Our appraisal experts know the lay of the land. Farm Credit of Enid.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome. You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know. What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
1390 KCRC.
Tom Nelson and Brady Kokajohn back at the ballpark. The score does not indicate how good this game was. 9-1 the final, and it ends in six innings in the run rule as the majors scored seven in the bottom of the sixth inning, but this was a pretty darn good game until the bottom of the seventh inning. And a nice midweek event here. Two games yesterday for the majors, one here this morning. Three confidence-building wins before they go to Bartlesville.
Yeah, it sure is. Having those three wins in your back pocket going to Bartlesville is really gonna boost your confidence going into that Glenn Widget. The big two hits by Goodwin, really the difference, I think, in the game.
The way the ball game played out, the majors jumped out 2-0 in the bottom of the second on a 2-RBI single by Zach Goodwin that scored Marcus Hampton and Matt Hopkins. Newton answered. Actually, Newton took a lead in this ballgame because they scored in the top of the second inning beforehand. Matt Eldridge was hit by a pitch to lead off the inning, bunted over to second base. Then he scored on a pass ball that actually gave Newton a 1-0 lead before the majors scored two, as I said, in the bottom of the second inning. Went up 2-1. And we stayed 2-1 until the sixth inning. And the majors end up scoring seven runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Everybody batted. They batted all the way through. They scored seven runs on four hits in the seventh inning, and they went on the run rule by a score of 9-1. The losing pitcher is Caden Davis. He went 1 1/3 innings to start. When he came out, his team trailed 2-1. And they never got the lead back in the ballgame. So Davis goes 1 1/3. He'll take the loss. Garrett Dehas, we'll give him the win. Technically, I think he needed to go four innings to get a win, but he went three, as Brady said, Johnny Holstaff, kind of an afternoon where you kind of just throw everybody out there. And Dehas, we'll go ahead and give him the win. He's 1-1 on the season. Three innings pitched. Didn't give up a hit. Struck out four batters. Didn't walk anybody. Gave up just the one run. It was not earned, and he hit a batter as well. And Marcus Hampton finished up the ball game. Justin Fries came in as well and pitched for a couple of innings. Gave up just one hit, struck out a batter. Hampton went an inning and gave up just the one hit. He walked a batter as well. So Dehas gets the win, his first win of the season. And now on to Bartlesville. A lot of confidence here, and a chance for them to go to Bartlesville, where they've had good success in a very good tournament. And it's very, very important. They come back next week, and they play some games in the Northern Oklahoma Classic, and then those very, very important Connie Mack regional games down the stretch here at the ballpark.
Yeah, sure. Isn't this Bartlesville tournament going to be a good bonding time for them? It's going to be a good team time to really take off here. And I love that they got three wins here, Tom.
Let's see, from the top of the order, Seth Graves, a couple of walks, he scores a run, he also struck out in the ballgame, he officially goes 0-2, but he was on base with a couple of walks in the fifth and sixth inning. Camden Kalk, his first chance to face pitching as a member of the majors, gets a big single and an RBI in the sixth inning, he also scored a run, he ends up going 1-4. Matt Connerly was 0-2 with a walk and a hit by a pitch, and he gets credit for an RBI with a bases-loaded walk, and he came around to score in that sixth inning. E.J. Taylor today was 0-3, was hit by a pitch and drove in a run. Marcus Hampton doubled and scored in the second inning, ends up going 2-4 as he singled and drove in a run in the sixth. Matt Hopkins today was 2-2 on base three times. He walked and scored in the second, doubled in the fourth, and singled and scored in the sixth inning. Zach Goodwin was 2-3 with three RBI, a 2-RBI single back in the second inning, and a RBI double in the sixth inning. He also scored in the sixth. Logan Rutledge, the catcher, was 0-2, was hit by a pitch and scored in the sixth. And Lakin Young was 0-1. He walked in the fifth, hit by a pitch in the sixth, and scored as well in that seven-run sixth inning. The majors get the win. They've now won three straight. They're now 14-15. Can get back to 500 with a win in the first game over at Bartlesville. Brady, thank you so much. Great to work with you. I've had a chance to call so many of your games over the years. Great for you to put a headset on and get a chance to talk to you officially now.
Well, thank you, Tom, and John, and you have been so nice to me, giving this great opportunity. I just can't thank you enough.
Looking forward to seeing what happens on down the road. Of course, we will pick up the broadcast next week when the majors come back for the Northern Oklahoma Classic. That will be at 7:30 on July 6th. A week from today, they'll take on the OKC Broncos, the team that they've beaten four times already this season. Of course, we'll have it here on CTV Sports. John Herrick and Brady will have the call on that. And the majors will play at 8 o'clock on the 7th against Pampa, Texas, at 7:30 on the 8th against the Southwest Shockers, and then on the 9th they will play the 3:30 game against Stillwater. And of course they'll go to, between now and then, they will go and take part in the big tournament over at Bartlesville over the 4th of July weekend. One more time, your final score. Majors get a nice win. It ends in 6th innings as they win in the run rule by a score of 9-1. Thank you so much, Jance Davis, for pushing the buttons back at the station from the ballpark. Got to thank John Herrick as well for giving me a chance to make the call from the ballpark, calling a big majors win. Have a great weekend, a great holiday weekend. Be safe. And John will talk to you next week. This is Majors Baseball on CTV Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Janssen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, the Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and the Bike Shop.
Join us next time for more Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Hey, it's Amy Lawrence. I'm back in Northwest Oklahoma, taking you through your overnights weekdays from 1 to 5 on CTV Sports Radio 1390 KCRC.
iTunes and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton.